The scrap heap at the Unalaska landfill is a metal recycler's dream. You'll see 70s-era cars and stoves, and plenty of valuable stainless steel and aluminum. City officials think there could be hundreds of millions of pounds of scrap on this island. It's enough to make a metal recycler rich, but more than most can handle. In 2008, an attempt to clear the junk failed when a contractor walked off the job after removing the biggest pieces of metal from the island. That caught Ron Moore's attention last year. He and his wife Yvonne operate R.L. Moore Metal Recycling near Norfolk, Virginia. She found a news story about Unalaska's recycling problem online and asked her husband to take a look.
A man standing beside a big pile of scrap that done paid out a lot of money to get hauled away, and he still had the scrap, and he looked pretty sad. And I said, well, all scrap people ain't like that, you know.
The picture of Unalaska's scrap stuck with Ron Moore. He was so confident his family could clear the island that he paid a visit last year. But Public Utilities Director Dan Winters was skeptical at first.
I was kind of hesitant, bit once their fault, bit twice my fault. And so we kind of put him off until he came to town. And then once he came to town, we seen he was serious, put a contract together with him. And he's got a real classy operation going on.
City Council approved a $60,000 contract with Moore's company in May. The family moved here to collect, sort, and sell the scrap. They also brought a $1 million machine that could compress metal into smaller blocks for shipping. When I pay Moore a visit at the landfill, he offers to show me how to prepare a bale of metal. He starts by firing up his excavator. Moore selects a pile of burnt, twisted steel from an old house fire. Using a crane, he carefully tucks the scrap inside the baler's school bus-sized chamber. The metal now looks like bits of straw. Two large panels fold down and flatten the load, while horizontal pistons compress it. When Moore is done, the heap is reduced to the size of a dresser, but it weighs as much as a sports car. Before Moore even set foot on the island, he says the company blew through their payment from the city. But he also says this is par for the course. Scrap recyclers need to have enough cash on hand to pay the bills while they wait for good market conditions. It's why Moore called scrap recycling Russian roulette. Metal prices have dropped since he arrived in Unalaska, but he's not worried. In the past 3 weeks, the Moores have moved almost 1 million pounds of scrap off the island. Anything they don't want to sell now because of a weak market will be shipped and stored until prices recover. With any luck, Unalaska's trash will become the Moore family's fortune, and when they do sell off the scrap metal, the community could see more benefit than just a smaller landfill.
We take 10% straight off the top. We take that 10% and we split it in half. We give half to the schools and the other half to the local churches, and it's split up amongst all of them, and we've been doing that for 20 years, and the Lord's blessed us for that.
The Moores plan to stay in Unalaska through the end of summer and then operate their business out of Anchorage after that. They hope to spend the rest of their summers in the Aleutian Islands, recycling scrap one load at a time. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.